It is the review after Preston 1, Liverpool 3. It's Dan, Neil and Sean. It's our first review probably in about a month, maybe more. So it is the first time we are doing one of these shows since the tragic loss of Diogo Jota and Andre Silva. Diogo's going to come up a lot, not just in this show, but throughout the season, because we would imagine he's going to define a lot of what we do and how we do, and the legacy of what this season will be will definitely in some form be in his memory. So he is going to come up in these shows in and around the season. We are going to talk about everything related to football and the game, and which we do in review fashion, and Neil's obviously put that message out as well via the Anfield Wrap. So we're all still getting over this, we're all still going through our own processes with this, but we will try and do, you know, as much justice and pay as much respect to Diogo as we can throughout the season, whilst still giving you what you want in terms of review content that I'm sure you all tune in for. So with that being said, Sean, it was always going to be an emotionally charged day at Deepdale, and we knew that it was going to inform the fixture in a lot of ways. It's worth commenting on the fact that the fixture actually goes ahead, and some of the mood music around that being that the players were the ones who made the decision on that, which I think we can all look at as a positive in terms of, you know, it's starting a process for everyone really. And, you know, I think the end shows that the element of togetherness maybe was something that we all needed, including slotting the players. It's an incredibly difficult one to manage. But knowing what we know about yesterday, the players in, the players left out, where everyone's sense of sharpness is and focus and just sense of being present in this pre-season. Yesterday is basically the first glimpse we've had of anything. And, you know, it is an unusual one, that, because we're usually getting the social media access from day one of them getting back in. You're sort of seeing the clicks, you're seeing the drills, you're seeing who's coming back in good shape, you're seeing who's at the first training session, all of that stuff. We've had none of it. So, you know, we get to see this a little bit more now, and it was a sense of overwhelming professionalism from Liverpool across the board and from Preston, really, in the way everyone handled it.